Welcome to the Renewed by Truth podcast. Do you struggle with feelings of unworthiness, self-doubt, or just feeling like you are not enough? Do you want to make more of an impact for God's kingdom, but have beliefs that hold you back? Trust me, I have been there. If you are plugging in here today, this is not another self-help podcast, but one steeped in biblical truth. I will help you overcome limiting beliefs, find your true identity in Christ, and live out your God-given purpose. My name is Candy Creech, and this is the Renewed by Truth podcast. Let's get started. Welcome back, friends, to the Renewed by Truth podcast. I'm your host, Candy Creech. I'm so excited you're here with me today because we're going to be talking about clarity in our lives. So if you are trying to seek clarity right now, maybe in your life, maybe in a business that you have, or maybe whether you should go back to work or whether you should stay at home or, you know, whatever it is that you need to do, sometimes we get in this fog, right? We get in this overwhelm, and we just don't know what to do. So I'm just going to share with you a few things that I've learned over the years and just give you a few steps that I can always go back to when I'm struggling with seeking clarity. So stick with me today. This is what the topic that we're going to talk about. I think you're going to gain so much from this. But before we do that, I want to remind you about our Facebook group, Renewed by Truth. We have Bible studies in there. I have some freebies in there that you can grab. I have a whole study on the Gospel of John where I recorded videos, and I actually have a little workbook. It's all absolutely free to you. It's a great community, and I encourage you to hop over to Facebook and join that. You can find the link in show notes, and be sure and follow me on all my platforms. And if you have any questions about anything you hear on the podcast or anything, I would love it if you would reach out to me. So the easiest way to reach out to me is, of course, through Instagram or Facebook, either one. And just reach out and send me a message. And of course, please leave a review on the podcast. Reviews mean so much to anybody. So if you are listening to anybody, leaving a review on a podcast or leaving a review on a page is so important to that person. So I would beg you for a review right now. So a good review anyway. So leave me a review, leave me some 5 stars. That would be great. Okay, so let's jump right in and get started today. One thing that when I talk about clarity that God tries to show me with clarity is when I'm really feeling all over the place, when I'm feeling like I'm overwhelmed and I just really feel all out of sorts with what to do. One thing that God has showed me is I am focused on my circumstances and I don't have my eyes on God when I am feeling that overwhelm and feeling like I don't have clarity. And so that's what I'm doing. Like if I'll just give one of the examples that I want to give you today is really about my business, because I think the example will really help some of this hit home with you, and it can be applied to your life and whatever's going on. But lots of times when we don't have clarity in our life, maybe it is, should I stay at home? Should I get a job? Should I go this way in my business? If you own your own business, I know a lot of you do. Should we move here, move there? A lot of the things with the decisions that we have to make have to do with our circumstances. And a lot of times that even comes back to money. And so we're more focused on our circumstances than we are focused on God. So that's like the first thing that I just want you to realize, that first of all, let's just focus on God and what He wants us to do. And whatever circumstance we're worried about in this area, He's going to work that out. And I'm telling you, that takes a daily dying to self. Honestly, it does. Like every day I can wake up with some anxiety or worry over something. It takes just like a daily dying to self and trusting God and remembering His goodness to remember that and go forward. So if you're feeling like you're walking around in a fog, that can be the first thing, okay? Another thing that can cause us to really feel like overwhelmed and not have clarity in our life is what we've been taught. Because sometimes we've been taught some things we take as truth that it's not really truth. And I talk a lot about that on here, like believing lies instead of truth. Like, this is just the way things are. This is just the way I should do things. You know, this is just the way I was taught. This is the only way I know. And so lots of times our environment, our upbringing, even things that we've been taught about the Bible that aren't kind of maybe some twisted truths there. You know, we can be taught certain things about roles, like a woman's role, a man's role, things like that. Like, this is just the way things are. This is the way I've been taught. This is the way I have to do things. But you're feeling that tugging, like, but I don't know. I feel like that's not the way God wants me to do things. So we have to keep that in mind, too, that what we've been taught can affect our clarity, because God may be calling us in an area, but it may feel so strange. It may feel like, but God, that feels so wrong to me because of the way I've been taught. And that's when you have to dig into Scripture, right? And you have to let go of some of the things that you've believed in the past and really go to God and be like, tell me truth here. Tell me what's right. Okay. We're going to get more into like the steps for that. So that's another thing. The third thing is comparing yourself to what others do. And a lot of times, friends especially can put this on you. Like, they think you should raise your children in a certain way, or you should do these certain kinds of jobs, or you should go to college because that's the only way to have the best things or the best chance in life. You should only send your kids to school. Like, there's just so many different things that we can either compare ourselves to others, or others put those things on us saying, this is what I do and this is what you should do too. But let's just talk about comparing ourselves to others. And a lot of that's in person, of course, but also because of social media. So we can look at what all these other people are doing, and sometimes even what's going on social media is not always the truth, and we really have to have our eyes open to that. Or maybe it's part of a truth and not like a full truth. And also, it doesn't really matter. Even if someone is successful over here doing this thing, it doesn't mean that we need to go do that thing that way. Okay. Now, yes, you can learn from successful people. Yes, there's people that teach you things, and, you know, for your business or your life, and those are the way you need to do things. But you have to have your eyes open. You have to be seeking God first, so you will, and don't be comparing yourself to others. Don't try to do things exactly like what others are doing. First, ask God what He wants you to do. And then another thing is just listening to too many different people. I've had this conversation recently a few times in my own business. Everybody has their own method of doing things. Everybody has their own thing that they are teaching, and this is the way you should do it, and this is the way that works, and this is the only way, because that's their thing. That's the way they teach that. It may not be the only way, but that's how they were successful, or that's how they teach you to be successful. So sometimes we get to listen to so many different people that say, do it this way. No, do it this way. No, this is the best way. No, you have to do all these things. Then we can feel really overwhelmed. And our clarity just goes out the window, and we're like, we just throw our hands up. And what do? We don't do anything. We kind of stall out because we're like, I don't know what to do. Or you try to do too many things, and then you feel like you fail at that, or it's too overwhelming to do too many things, or you're trying all the different things and it just doesn't work. And I'll just say this. I really look at this with my business. So I'm in the social media space. I have a health and wellness business. That is my main source of my income. I see now, like, all these people that are affiliates for so many things, and there's so many different things they're doing. But what I've learned over the years of doing this is you have to have your main thing. Like, you have to have your main gig, and that has to be a focus for you. And honestly, it's kind of the same way with anything in our life. Like, if we get to trying to do too many things, it's just not going to work out for us. So those are just a few things that can really throw off our clarity. So I want to tell you some steps that's going to help give you clarity. And these are in order. So number one, seek God first. Absolutely foremost every single day. That's what I say. We wake up every day and have to die to self. So we wake up every day, and to be able to do that, we have to seek God every single day. So I love Matthew 6:33, because it's saying, seek God first, seek His righteousness first, seek His kingdom, seek the right things. Okay, I'm just paraphrasing it, but seek the right things, and then everything else will be added to you. And this really comes after, so this is in the Sermon on the Mount, and it really comes after He's talking about worry. So right before He says this, He's saying, like, hey, don't worry about everything. Like, I've taken care of the birds in the air, I take care of the flowers in the field, I'm going to take care of you. So, and then He says, but seek me first, and then all these things will be added to you. That means then you're going to have clarity. Then you're going to know what to do. Then you're not going to be worrying. You're going to have all your needs met when you seek me first. So that's going to be the first thing. So how do you do that? Every day, Bible study and prayer, every single day, but not just one time a day. Okay. Does it mean like you have your head in your Bible all the time studying? No, it doesn't mean that. It means that you have enough, you're getting enough Bible in you that as you walk about through your day with your kids, with your spouse, with your job, your coworkers, when you're at the grocery store, like whatever you're doing, that you're remembering to walk in the Spirit, that you're remembering to seek God first, okay? And that you're living in the Spirit and you're seeking righteousness all the time, okay? That's what that means. So seek God first and His righteousness first. Number two, seek to serve others, not serve self. Our world is all about what we want, when we want it, how we want it. Everything's about me. Everything's about self-care. Everything's about getting what you want, and you're the only one that can go after it. And there's a lot of those things that I do believe, of course, in context with what God wants you to do. But what He wants us to do, if we're seeking clarity, okay, I'm talking about seeking clarity in your life, is you seek to serve others. Who is that? Who are the others that you're serving? Because maybe you're feeling like in your mind, you're like, I want to serve over here, but maybe God hasn't put you over there. Or maybe He hasn't put you there yet, okay? So this is something I learned a few years ago. It was actually before I started my podcast when I was praying for God to like, it's like enlarge the kingdom, enlarge my, who I can reach. Like I want to reach more people. I want to pour into more people. And He said, you can't pour into more people because I put people in front of you I need you to pour into first. It's like one of those times where God spoke so plainly to me. It was like He slapped me upside the head and knocked me over. It really felt like that. He's like, but I put people in front of you you're not pouring into. That was huge for me. I said, okay, what does that look like, God? So I started like seeking that, like who is that? So this is what I say, look at who's in front of you right now. When you're seeking to serve others, and you are a wife and a mother, you are seeking to serve your husband and your children, okay? You're seeking to serve your family first. If you're not serving your family first, God does not want to use you to go serve somebody else. That is your priority. That is the way He ordained it in the Bible. He created the family unit before He created church and ministry and other people. Okay. And that I really want you guys to remember that, especially as women. Okay. So then what comes with that? What comes with who's around your husband and who's around your children? So it may include, and it depends on what your husband's job is. If your husband is a pastor, that may come with a whole host of people that you're also serving. If your husband has a certain job where he has other people that you can go and serve in that area, or that God has called you to that, then there may be times that He's inviting people to your house, and that's your service in that area. That's very, very important. Your example to them. And then, of course, your children. And what do you take your children to? Birthday parties, sporting events, you know, other kids come over. Lots of times God has put you in an area of service that's really important. And don't neglect that area to serve your friends, your children's friends and their parents and things like that. Like, don't forget that. And then other than that, like, what has God put in front of you? So for me, when He kind of knocked me over the head, it was my kids were older, so it was young adults that were coming to my house through my kids. Like, I'm like, God, how do you want me to pour into them? Like, what? And a lot, He said, just love them, like, love them extra. Okay, how can I love them extra? And so that was, you know, that was one thing, like, give them a safe place to be, give them a loving environment, cook for them, you know, make things special for them when they're here. And so that's something that, you know, I may have been doing that a little bit, but I really started to recognize that and kind of put my focus there. So anybody that God sent to me at any moment in time, I was supposed to stop and I was supposed to serve them. It didn't mean I served everybody, right? He never asked women to kill themselves in ministry or serving others. He really doesn't. He says, I'm going to give you some people and you're going to serve those some people. That's what I want you to do. And so just, you know, open your eyes to recognize that. And then if you have a business or if you have a job or some kind of career that you're in, but you're wanting like clarity in it, like serve who God put in front of you. That's just the easiest thing that I can tell you. And for some of you guys that may be listening to this that are empaths or that are more compassionate people, then, or you're an encourager, that may come super easy for you because it's your gift. For somebody like me, that I am a check off the boxes type person, God had to slow me down to open my eyes to people, that they weren't just the check off box. Not that I was doing anything bad or that wasn't my intention. That's just the way God wired me. He wired me to get things done. He wired me with ideas. He wired me with leadership, organization, recruiting people. Like, that was the way I was wired. So the other part, like, God had to, like, I had to listen and slow down and get to that point to really slow down and see people and not just the task, okay? And so I know I'm speaking to both you guys out there, like both types of women, the Marys and the Marthas. Seek God first and then seek to serve others and not self, whoever he's put in front of you. And number three is seek the how-to. And this is probably when we talk about clarity, sometimes it's the how-to that really we get, it's all convoluted in our mind. We're like, I don't know which way to go. I don't know how to do this. So for me, like I say, I have a social media business. There's all these things that you can do on social media and all these people are teaching all these different things. And so sometimes the how-to, we can get really like, I just don't know how to do it. Okay, so I want to give you a few tips here that's just helped me over the years. You know, God's given us all spiritual gifts, and this is one thing I've learned about spiritual gifts. Your spiritual gift is also going to be a passion for you where you would want to do it all the time. Like, it would never be work for you because it's a passion, but it also may need to be developed. I hope this makes sense. I'll give you an example. So, teaching is one of my gifts, and I would say teaching/training. I always say it like I'm a really good trainer, like a step-by-step trainer, make it simple. And the only reason I know that, like, I didn't just come up with that on my own. Like, I've had people say, wow, you're a good trainer. Like, that's something that I'm good at. I didn't know that in my 20s. I didn't know that in my 30s. But I had a passion for it, but I had to develop it, or God had to develop that in me. So it took practice and I got better and better and better at it. So maybe you have a passion for something, but you may not be quite good at it yet, because we do have to develop even spiritual gifts. Some of those we have to develop. And so I think any gift you have, anything you're passionate about that God has put inside of you that comes from Him, can be used to further the kingdom. Like, it can be used as a spiritual gift, as a spiritual passion. It doesn't have to just be when you look in there and it says, you know, teaching, prophecy, encouraging. I can't remember what all the spiritual gifts are, but it can be broken down into something that you're passionate about. Okay. Seek the how-to. Find your passion. What is your strength? So when you're thinking about the how-to, I'll just give you an example. So for my business, when I have to promote my business on social media, let's just use that as an example. I have a health and wellness business, and I absolutely love helping people with their health, because that has been a huge thing for me and my family, is improving our health. And I want to have a lifetime of good health, and I don't like going to the doctor. I don't trust doctors. I don't trust the government is part of it, and I should probably cut that out, but I won't. But this is a place for you guys to get to know me. So I do like to trust what God says in the Bible. You know, I like to be in control of my health as much as I can be, as much as God allows that. So that's one of the things that's why I love the health and wellness space, is because it's improved our health so much, and I'm able to help others do the same. But when I think about promoting that, sometimes there's so many things out there you can do. You know, you can do lives and you can do reels and you can do TikToks and you can have groups and you can make funny posts and you can, you know, use this trending sound on your reel and all of these things. And it can get really overwhelming. So what I would say to do for you to do when we're talking about seek the how-to is seek your passion. So what are you good at? What is your passion? So mine is going to be speaking, first of all. Overriding. I'm not the best writer. You can go to my Facebook page and read things that I have written and you're like, she's not the best writer. She has a lot of incorrect grammar. It's just not my thing. And thank goodness for AI. I may start getting AI to write some things for me. It's really not being funny. So all those cute, funny reels that these women do, and I'm just like so entertained by it, that's not me. It's not dancing in a reel like that. I would feel so awkward doing that. That's not my strength. But I could teach you something all day long. I could speak about it all day long. I can talk to you and build a relationship with you and help you get to the next step of whatever it is that we're wanting to get to the next step of. Like, that's my strength. And John Maxwell even points this out, like, work in your strength, okay? So that you may have to do some of the other things, especially if you can't afford to like outsource things for your business or whatever, but always work in your strength most all the time and use that. So when you're seeking the how-to, think about, what do I like? What am I good at? What is my strength? And go with that, okay? And I really think that's going to give you some clarity. And then number four is seek consistency. So I don't know if we see the word consistent in the Bible, but what do we see in the Bible? We see self-discipline and we see self-control. Okay, those are two things that we see a lot of, self-discipline and self-control. And Paul even talks about it, like in Galatians 6:9, he says, "Let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due season we will reap if we do not give up." Like, he talks about the consistency there. In 1 Corinthians 15:58, it says, "Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." And those are just a couple of verses. But when we talk about self-control and self-discipline, we have to seek consistency in what we're doing. So the thing with consistency and discipline and self-control is I think it shows God that he's a priority in your life, like where he lies in your life, that he is number one. And you're consistent in reading your Bible and you're consistent in doing the task that he set before you, and whatever area that he's called you to serve in, you're consistent in that area because it's just walking in obedience to God. In consistency, discipline, self-control, it's not letting our emotions control what we do. It's not saying, "Oh, I don't feel like doing that today, so I'm not going to do it." And that's one thing that God knows, that our emotions can be all over the place. And our emotions can change based on our circumstances very quickly. Like, if something happened, it can cause us to fly off the handle. It can cause us to be upset, to be sad, to be happy, so our emotions can be all over the place. So when he's talking about self-control and self-discipline, he's not talking about emotions. He's talking about something deeper inside of you, doing the thing because you're supposed to do the thing and it's not controlled by your circumstances. I think that is really the fourth one that I wanted to share with you. So the first one is seek God in his righteousness daily. Seek to serve, not to serve self. Seek the how-to, okay? Remember to seek the how-to, that you have to find your passion. And then number four is just seek that consistency in whatever it is you're doing. And when you start doing that and you continue that same pattern, so every time you feel like you're out of sorts and overwhelmed and don't know what to do, we have a term in our business. We say you go back to the basics. And I think it can be used in our whole life. When we are feeling overwhelmed by too many things to do or stressed out or whatever it is, say, let's go back to the basics. The basis is, what did God call me to do? What's my priority? Let's let everything else go and let's just focus on the main things here. And I've taught a lot about this on my podcast because I think this is so important for women to recognize the priorities they have in their life, because when those priorities are out of whack, then your whole life is a little bit crazy. So if you are chasing after money, if you are chasing after popularity or your kids' popularity by doing every single activity at school that there is to do, and you're constantly running around like a chicken with your head cut off, sorry, that's a Southern saying, then you don't know what to do. You don't know what God wants you to do. You're overwhelmed. You don't have clarity. You're stressed out. You're snapping at everybody, right? Go back to the basics and get your priorities in order of what God called you to do, and quit worrying about what the world is doing. So I hope this helped you a little bit in seeking clarity in your life. I would love some feedback if you could message me, or maybe there's something that you do that really helps in this area also. I would absolutely love to hear that. So I'll see you guys next week.